Thank you for starting this journey of family dedication. At Southeast, we believe that God created family for a reason. There's incredible power and potential when parents keep their family centered on Christ and commit to raising their children in God's ways. Family dedication is your chance to declare your intent to making that happen. You're about to listen to a series of three parenting talks that we hope will help you on your journey. If you're married, we encourage you to listen to these talks together, or at least make sure that each of you has a chance to listen before attending the orientation class. We hope you enjoy these talks and find them to be beneficial to you as you continue this adventure of parenthood. Parenting talk number one, imagine the end. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Deuteronomy 6:5-7.
Welcome, parents, and thank you so much for joining us at the first step of parent dedication. My name is Michael Cast, and I'm the family minister here at Southeast Christian Church. Now, I've worked with children's ministry for a long time, and I'm also the father of three kids. I don't claim to know all there is to know about raising kids. In fact, I've made my share of mistakes along the way, but I hope to encourage you and help you to get off to a great start as you begin your journey called parenting. If you're listening to this, you're taking the first step of being a part of our family dedication experience. I want you to know that there is much more to it than just coming to an event that takes place in a worship service. As your church family, we want to tell you some of the really important things you need to know. Now, this will not be all that you need to know. We encourage you to read some books or talk to other parents and continue to grow as a parent. These talks, they're just the beginning of the process. Each of these sessions will be just a few minutes long, and we will be covering some really important aspects of raising your kids. The next step will be for you to go to orientation class along with other parents who are going to be a part of the upcoming family dedication service. Now, this orientation will be a great time for you to join with other parents who are in the same season of life as you are. Not only will you connect with them, but you'll also see how the church wants to partner with you as we celebrate new life. The parenting ministry's goal is for the church and the family to work together for the spiritual formation of the next generation. We want to build spiritually healthy homes and invest in the next generation. And we truly feel that there are a few things that will matter most in the heart and life of your child. That's what these parenting talks are all about, and we don't want you to miss them. Now, here's a question I want you to think about as we head into this talk. When you think about the day when your child is all grown up and ready to head out on their own, what do you hope they know? Or more importantly, who do you hope they become? Well, let's dive on in. I remember bringing my oldest daughter home from the hospital as a first-time dad, and I carried her into our home, and at that time, I had one overwhelming question on my mind. How do I not break her? I mean, she seemed so small, so vulnerable, and as a dad, I was just overwhelmed trying to figure out how to hold a baby. How to lay her down in her crib. I just didn't want to do anything that would mess her up. Parenting can be overwhelming. I know. I remember my wife and I read articles and consulted pediatricians to develop a strategy to get our kids to sleep through the night and eat their vegetables and to get them to take their naps. It didn't take us long to realize that as parents of young children, it's easy to get focused on the day-to-day and lose sight of the future. Yet here's the thing. What you are doing right now in the day-to-day is shaping your child's future. It's more than just changing diapers and wiping runny nose and making mac and cheese. It's setting the course for their life. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to encourage you to not only think about today, but to think about the future or to imagine the end. You have to be reminded that your little one will grow up. They won't always be this tiny little baby that you're holding today. What you do to prepare them for their future really matters. The truth is, in that 25 or 50 years from now, the only thing that matters in your child's life is their relationship with God. But the temptation as a parent is to think or plan for what our child will do in the future. What school will they attend? What sports will they participate in? What job will they have? Who will they marry? What will their family look like? But what if we asked a different question? Instead of asking, what will they do? What if we asked, who do I want them to become when they are grown? This question changes our priorities. We realize that it is more important to teach them about character and having a relationship with their Heavenly Father. Ultimately, who they are will shape everything they do. It will determine what kind of student, what kind of athlete, what kind of success they will become. It'll determine the quality of relationships they have. Character, it shapes everything. And at the heart of character is a relationship with their Heavenly Father. God gives this responsibility to us, the parents. And our responsibility is to introduce them to the God who made them, who loves them, and who wants to have a relationship with them. When I think of my responsibility as a parent, I think of one main passage from the Bible. It's Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. Here Moses is addressing the Israelites. He's saying to the entire nation, this is what matters the most. He is talking to a nation full of parents, and he starts off by telling them there is one true God. Then he tells them the most important thing is to love the Lord your God. Let me read for you that text of Deuteronomy 6, verses 5, 6, and 7. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Moses clearly communicates that parents are in the best position to communicate God's love to their own kids. It's not the church. It's not Sunday school. It's not a Christian school. It's not camp. It's us, the parents. Parents, we should do our best to introduce our children to a personal relationship with the Heavenly Father. You are the true spiritual influencers. It's not the youth minister. It's not a teacher. It's you, the parent. As a father of a teenager, my focus has begun to shift towards what kind of person my daughter Monica will be, not where she'll go to college or what she'll do. My focus is more on who she will be. The heart of it is her relationship with her Heavenly Father. The most important thing I can do as a parent is to introduce my child to the Heavenly Father. Now, I can't guarantee that it'll happen, but my job is to create an environment where it can happen. I wish that I could give you 3 steps to guarantee your child will love and walk with the Lord, but I can't. So our number one task as parents is to begin to raise our children, keeping the end goal in mind, to love the Lord with all our heart. And if you keep the end goal in mind, it helps you navigate everything you can encounter. I remember my father teaching me to drive a car. On one of our first trips out in the car in which I was driving, he was sitting next to me in the front seat. I was gripping the steering wheel with my hands in the 10 and 2 position. My eyes were straining out the windshield, and I had the radio turned down. He instructed me to get onto the freeway, to pull onto the interstate highway. I couldn't believe it. I wasn't ready. I mean, there were 3 lanes of traffic, and I can remember being scared to death. I was worried about staying in my lane. I was worried about other drivers. I was worried about my speed. I was worried about changing lane. And I can remember my dad said to me, Michael, you're thinking too much. Now, I have to be honest with you. I took it as a compliment because I had never been accused of that before. But he said, Michael, look ahead and concentrate on where you're going, and their peripheral vision will sort everything else out. You know, as a driver, that was great advice, but it's even better advice as a parent. If I focus on where I want to go, many of the less important things will work themselves out. So parents, your focus for your child should be where you want them to go, who you want them to become. So as parents, we have to answer one pivotal question. Who do I want my child to become? And I think the answer is, ultimately, we want them to have the character that is shaped by a relationship with their Heavenly Father. So what steps can you take today to start on that journey? How do you begin to live life with that end in mind? Well, I'm going to give you some homework, and here's what I want you to do. The first thing is pray. The mission of our church is to be a praying church that reaches out and challenges everyone to follow Jesus completely. And we believe that that starts in the home. Begin praying with your spouse for the day when your child accepts Christ. Pray together for the day when your child will accept Jesus and gets to know their Heavenly Father. Now, the second part of your homework is this. Take a few minutes to write down what kind of person you hope your child will become. Include anything, but especially talk about their character or their humility or their kindness or their love for the truth or their work ethic or their wisdom or discernment. And if you're married, make sure that you do this with your spouse. When you've finished writing down your thoughts, put this paper somewhere you can easily find it. because you're going to need to bring it with you to the family orientation, where you're going to have a chance to discuss it with other parents. Then all of you will have a chance to pray together for your child's spiritual journey over the upcoming years. Thanks for listening today and doing your homework. I'm confident that you'll be so glad that you figured out where you are headed as a parent right from the start. It's one of the best ways that I know to help us focus our priorities on what matters most. After this, you're going to have two more short talks that I know you'll enjoy listening to before you come to the orientation. And as always, if you have any questions, call us here at the church or visit us online at southeastkids.com.